Welcome to the Lifeway Student Ministry Podcast. This is Ben Trueblood with John Paul Basham.
Yo.
We have another mini-series of podcasts for you. So, beginning today and for the next 4 days, if you listen to them as they release, then you're going to get the mini-series. Or you can do it after and listen to all five in a row. Either way,
Or stretch it out for five weeks.
That's right. Or any number of combinations that you can think of. But we're in a mini series on recruiting and creating great volunteers. So for your ministry to run, you need volunteers. For it to be effective, you need volunteers. For you to maximize discipleship and reaching, caring for students, you need volunteers. They
consider
are the engine.
Them the engine. Oh,
dang.
See?
That was awesome.
Same wavelength.
Same engine. Volunteers. All right. So this first episode is going to be on casting the vision. This is the very first piece of the never-ending process that is recruiting volunteers.
Does that encourage you? the never-ending grind of recruiting volunteers.
No, I chose not to use the word grind, but it can feel like that, right?
Yeah,
it can feel like such a grind, but the best leaders never stop recruiting. So just as a way of evaluation, if you have a recruiting season, then that's not the best way to do it.
Now, I think as you think through that, what that looks like, it may be that you have seasons where you're actively pursuing and going to get new names, and there may be other seasons where you're in different parts of your recruitment process. So
yeah, that's true.
You're building out the next environment that you're going to do a really hard recruiting push in, or you are working on some language that you're going to start recruiting with, like a brand new approach to push that emphasis, or you're partnering with another one of the ministries in your church to see how you can come together to do some of these things. So it may not be that every single day you're finding a new name to plug into your ministry.
Yeah.
But I 100% agree. It should always be front of mind.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There might be times of the year where you are speaking with people individually about this to a greater degree. But the volunteer recruitment process is ongoing, and sometimes it can feel like a grind unless you have a really clear framework to recruit and create great volunteers.
And that's what we're going to talk about.
Yes, it is. We are talking about it right now, casting the vision first and foremost. So when you're casting vision in the recruitment process, it is a great filter to begin to discover which people are going to jump on board with the mission as they begin to understand it and which ones don't. Because, you know, if this is recruiting and creating great volunteers, obviously we're going to get to a point later in the week or later in the podcast series where we talk about how to get them to stay year after year after year after year. And part of that is beginning well and recruiting the right people, ones that know and understand the mission, and ones that can say, yes, I'm on board with that mission. I'm on the same page with you in how the student ministry should function as a part of our church.
Yeah, so that's where casting vision and not just saying, hey, we're out here to make disciples in X church student ministry, but being very specific about exactly how you plan to reach that community of students that you've been called to reach. So what are the key things? What do you value most in your ministry? When you're totally vague, everybody can jump on board and agree.
Yeah, that's right.
But when you're very specific, you can begin to boil that audience down to the people that are on board with what God is leading you to do specifically in those areas. That said, there may be some people that say, I don't feel like I'm gifted specifically in these things, but I want to serve in student ministry. That doesn't mean those people aren't, that doesn't mean that those people are immediately disqualified for that. Maybe you grow them into that, but at least they come in having that expectation of, okay, this is exactly where this student ministry is going.
Yeah, it's better to have somebody who doesn't exactly know which role they want to fill, who is saying, I want to serve in student ministry and I'm on board with your mission. I just don't know where I fit. That's somebody that is a potentially great volunteer because they're on board with your mission. They know they feel some type of calling or leaning that God's given them to student ministry. And then you then can then take them and plug them into leadership according to their gifts. According, you can try them out in different places. All of those things you can manage as a leader. But those first two are, you can't do without those.
Right. And you've heard us talk about before how we both had a pastor that we served under that said you will recruit 80% of your problems. And I think that's where a lot of this comes from.
Yeah.
If you're vague in expectations and vision and mission right from the get-go, then you'll onboard a bunch of people that don't necessarily agree with your philosophy of ministry or even just practical things that you feel like God's leading you to do to implement vision and mission.
Yeah.
So the really sad thing there is that they don't know that they don't align with you when they sign on. And you don't know that they don't align with you when they sign on because you haven't been clear enough. So ultimately, this is the burden of communication falls squarely on your shoulders. And when that breaks down, there's another burden on your shoulders, and that is to shepherd that person's heart well while you kick them out of your ministry. You can't just say, wow, you're terrible. You're no longer allowed in student ministry. You're still in charge of shepherding them.
Yeah.
But now it's just a whole lot harder because you didn't do the work up front.
Yeah, and shepherding there can be leading them to another place to serve. It could be finding another place, even in student ministry, to serve for a little while you train them up into what they originally signed on to be that you found out wasn't quite working that way, or it may end up with you having to release them. Casting the vision, though, man, you recruit 80% of your problems is totally the truth. I mean, we both experienced that. And I would say so far when we've talked about casting the vision, we've kept it at kind of like this upper level view of general student ministry. Like, this is our overall mission. Are you on board? But I think part of this casting the vision idea has to go down deeper into the recruitment process to where you are casting vision for the role that they're asking about too. So how does that role help accomplish the mission of the overall student ministry in connection with the church?
Right.
And then how does each event, or if you're recruiting them to be a small group leader, how does the role help fulfill the mission? And how does the small group environment help fulfill the mission? So you need to connect all of these pieces for them. And the great thing about it is, as you connect these pieces, it's going to get them, if they're on board, it's going to be exciting to them. This is going to be freeing to them because you're able to clearly lay out the plan that you have for their role and the function of the ministry, whether it be a Wednesday night worship service volunteer or a small group volunteer or event disciple now, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
You're able to chart the course for them, and they're able to know, hey, here's where I'm going to land. And this is what I need to do to be successful in my position. All of that kind of stuff is wrapped up in this idea of vision casting during the recruitment process.
Yeah. So if we were going to wrap up with, in casting vision, I think a lot of people ask the question, how do I cast vision? If you're not naturally that person that feels very confident in casting vision, really painting an effective picture. When you're casting vision, we're not necessarily talking about, part of that is your mission statement. Mm-hmm. And so that's one piece of working on that mission, working on that vision. The other piece is really painting the picture. What is the vision of what God is calling us to do here as the people of, again, X church? There's an exercise that we were led through, the leadership team at Lifeway was led through, that I think was super helpful. Eric Geiger led us through something that he called the spider diagram. And this is something that, a tool that we use to build presentations. I think it's incredibly effective when we're talking about casting vision. And so there's several there's several elements on the spider diagram that you can use to kind of analyze the way you're casting vision. And so the first stop on that is the common denominator. What is unifying everybody that you're speaking to? What do you have in common? How are you together in this call to reach students and make disciples of them to grow up this next generation of the church? The next one is the burning platform. So how can you paint this picture of the desperate need that exists in your community, in the lives of the students in your community, in the lives of their parents? Whatever it is contextually, what's the burning platform? What's the problem that you've got to address? And there's an obvious one, you know, the problem of sin and lostness. You know, there's despair for people that don't know the Lord, and we've been called to reach them and preach that gospel. But I think you can be very incredibly specific when you start to boil down, this is who we are, this is what we want to do. Like, maybe there's a high school right next door and you don't have any access to that high school to preach the gospel to those students. Your burning platform may be, we've got to get here and reach these kids. Maybe it's a neighborhood, maybe it's a people group. Whatever it is, what's the burning platform? What's the golden tomorrow? So how can you promise a better world for the people that you are reaching with the gospel? What does this mean? What does this look like for them and also for the church? How are we going to grow? How are we going to see God move? What are we going to see accomplished? I know this is a fast walkthrough, but the next one is a wake-up call. Are you creating a sense of urgency? Like, we've got to do this now. Scripture's calling us to do this now. And the last two are the mind stretch and the God smile. The mind stretch is, what kind of God-sized, audacious goals and dreams can we come together and pray for the Lord to put in front of us? What can we ask God to accomplish that we could never even begin to approach on our own for the sake of these students we've been called to reach? And then the God smile is clarifying that biblical basis. How does Scripture prove that that's what we're called to do? So there's just some quick steps that you can use to walk through a session in vision casting and how you can present that to your people.
So, man, that is awesome stuff. And I remember walking through that spider diagram. It's a very helpful communication tool, not just in casting vision, but even for when you do parent meetings or sometimes even in lessons that you're about to teach and walking through that framework. When you listen to this, you're going to be able to find the spider diagram and what John Paul just talked about in a framework for casting vision. We're going to provide that as some show notes or something that you'll be able to see. So, first episode of our series on recruiting and creating great volunteers. If you're listening to them all in a row, come back tomorrow. If you're not listening to them all in a row, then just hit play on the next one, and we'll see you then.